Forced labour in Xinjiang, a romantic jet ski rule breaker, and an MP's Christmas wish. This is your TLDR News Daily Briefing for Tuesday, the 15th of December. In the first story of the Daily Briefing today, we discuss the forced labour used in the Xinjiang region of China, where people are being forced to pick cotton. Xinjiang has been all over the news in recent months due to its treatment of the Uyghur people. Among these claims are that the Uyghur Muslim people are forced into camps to be re-educated, specifically about the Chinese regime. Today, though, the Chinese government has been accused of making more than 500,000 Uyghurs produce cotton, and this work has been defined as forced labour. Xinjiang produced more than 20% of the world's cotton and 80% of China's cotton. But Adrian Zen, an expert researcher in Xinjiang, has claimed that he thinks that it's likely that coercive labour transfer programs were used in order to get Uyghur workers to produce the cotton. The Chinese government claims that this program is simply part of its campaign to alleviate poverty. However, others claim that the coercive nature of this scheme makes it something much worse. It isn't helped by the fact that it targets ethnic minorities such as the Uyghur population. Whether the international community takes action is yet to be seen. In the second story of the Daily Briefing today, we talk about a man who's broken coronavirus restrictions in order to see his girlfriend. While relationships have been tricky in 2020, one group that have often been overlooked in terms of coronavirus restrictions are couples who live apart. In England in particular, the government only allowed couples to see each other without social distancing temporarily when the tiering system was first introduced. The guidance was unclear though, and prompted us to write up an article trying to clear it up. Even now, people are still confused about what exactly the rules say in England. Other nations in the UK have been more relaxed in their guidance, so whether or not you get to see your partner in the UK heavily depends on where exactly you are. If you're in Scotland and your partner is, say, in the Isle of Man, then it may be a little while until you can legally see your partner again. This is despite Scotland previously having a more relaxed approach to relationships in lockdown, because the Isle of Man has completely closed its borders to non-residents. But for one Scottish man, this wasn't a hypothetical, it was a reality. So instead of sitting by and simply obeying the rules, he decided to take extreme measures to see his girlfriend. He acquired a jet ski and took what he thought was a 45-minute journey from Scotland to the island. But it turns out he substantially underestimated it, and it ended up taking him about 4.5 hours. He additionally admitted that this was his first time on a jet ski. His defense lawyer claimed that he was suffering from depression, and he was struggling to cope when he wasn't seeing his girlfriend. Despite this though, he was sentenced to 4 weeks in jail after unlawfully arriving on the island. Clearly then, the romantic intent was not enough to stop him from being punished for his actions, and it's a stark example of how government guidance has impacted those in relationships across England and the UK. In the final story of the Daily Briefing today, we discuss politics. Well, sort of. Since the pandemic began, MPs have been intent on using short soundbites to try and get their message across. Some of these have been quite straightforward, in order to get key information across, such as hands, face, space, or stay home, control the virus, save lives. Others have been a bit more questionable. One such soundbite was the Prime Minister's insistence that 'tis the season to be jolly, but also jolly careful. Well, yesterday we were given another soundbite that should definitely be filed away in the questionable category. This happened following the Health and Social Care Secretary Matt Hancock announcing to the House of Commons that London would be moving up to the highest tier, Tier 3, on Wednesday this week. This led MPs to ask when their local areas will be moving down the tiers. Conservative MP for Redcar Jacob Young came up with a particularly interesting way of asking the question.
Jacob Young.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Speaker. Can the Secretary of State confirm that London is going into Tier 3 because it is failing on the 5 tests set out on tiering, and also confirm that Redcar in Cleveland has considerably improved since the Tier 3 decision was taken across all 5 tests? Madam Deputy Speaker, the Secretary of State can make my wish come true because all I want for Christmas is Tier 2.
Madam Deputy Speaker, How can I reject an entreaties like that? It's a my honourable friend makes a very seasonal claim and request, and we'll be looking at it very, very closely come Wednesday, and see what's in Santa's bag.
We'll leave up to you to decide what you make of this exchange. One last thing before we go. We're super low on stock of our book, Brexit the Colouring Book. We had to restock last week, but now we're pretty much sold out again. So this really is your last chance to grab one and have it delivered by Christmas, to certain countries at least. Anyway, the link to the store can be found below. Thanks so much for your support. Anyway, for those of you who think the news is too long, be sure to check out tomorrow's daily briefing. Read the newsletter by signing up at tldrnews.co.uk/daily. Listen to the briefing by searching for TLDR News in your podcast app, or watch the briefing over at youtube.com/TLDR Daily.